Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
A lot of us have seen the movie Night at the Museum. It's a movie about a museum where the security guard is in there, and at the hours of no guests, the museum artifacts come to life. They all have personalities. They all interact with one another. Some of them celebrate together. Some still hold grudges from when the characters they represent were alive. Does this actually happen in real life? Well, maybe not quite to that extent. But what about the things that are portrayed in a museum? The artifacts which reside at museums. Could the individuals who those physical objects once belonged to still be attached and now be roaming the halls of the museum, not only late at night, but even when the guests are present? In our next story, that is exactly what happens. Take a listen. Like many who've written into your show, I am employed at a haunted workplace, or so I believe. The activity has picked up. It's a museum that I work in. I've been keeping a record of the activities, trying to see if there's a pattern of explanation that I haven't noticed before. The following are some of the things that have stood out to me. I've come to believe that there are at least three separate entities here. The first is in a barn. At certain times of the day, I walk past this barn. I can hear voices inside of it. It sounds as though two or three men are having a conversation, but when I walk into the building to see who is there, the voices simply stop. Since this always happens around the same time, and it always sounds the exact same, I believe it might be something residual. The second haunting is in an upstairs room of the cabin. This one comes mostly from feelings I've had and things others have told me. The upstairs room was where the children would sleep when the cabin was inhabited as a family home. And today there are several little cribs there whose former occupants have long since grown old and died. Often when I'm up there alone, I feel a presence in the back corner. It's not a crib. It feels like an old woman, maybe a grandmother. This feeling is strongest in the morning and never moves or seems to interact with anyone, which makes me believe she may also be residual, either from the cabin or attached to the crib. My belief is that she is a grandmother and comes from a dream I had after working there and having this feeling for several weeks. I dreamt of an elderly woman dressed all in black sitting by her grandchild's bed, singing it to sleep. Of course, I really have no way of knowing if this is a dream or if it has anything to do with what's at the museum, but the feeling I had in the dream was identical to what I feel in the upstairs room of this cabin, so I feel they are likely connected. The final presence is the one I believe causes all the mischief and strange things to happen. From glimpses I've seen and heard, as well as feelings I've had, I believe this ghost to be a young teenage girl, 15 or 16 years old. I think she is one behind most of what I'm going to share with you today. A family came to visit the museum a while ago. One of the members was a 4-year-old girl. While the rest of the family was looking around the kitchen of the cabin, a little girl went into the main room. She came right back out to me and looking upset and said, "This place is spooky. There's ghosts here." Her parents told her it was just an old house and not to be afraid. She then asked me if people had died in the house. Now, this is an old house and people have almost certainly died in it, but the poor kid was young and clearly upset, so I told her that there were no deaths and then described some of the families who had lived in the cabin. By all accounts, it had been a very happy family home, and that's what I told the child. She came down enough that she went upstairs with her parents while her grandma stayed downstairs and talked to me. A moment later, the little girl came back down and asked me if witches were bad. I was a bit confused by the random question and asked her why. The girl told me, "I want to know if that witch is a good or bad witch." She looked scared again, so her grandma pointed at an old painting we have of Jesus and said, "See, who is this? Nothing bad is here because he is here." That seemed to make the child feel much better, but she stuck close to her grandma until they left. That conversation struck me as odd because it was just after that I had dreamt about the old woman by the crib. In my dream, the old woman dressed all in black with no teeth and lots of wrinkles could look like a witch to a small child. I've wondered since if the little girl had seen something upstairs in the cabin to frighten her so much. Another time a couple came to the museum and the moment they walked into the cabin, the woman said that there are spirits here, aren't there? I replied, "Oh," and she said, "There are spirits, I can feel them, can't you?" Now, I don't tell visitors about the museum seeming to be haunted. I don't want to seem crazy up front with strangers I don't know. But I told this woman that, yes, some strange things happen there that I can't explain. Just nodded and continued on the tour. The other day, a woman came in who said she was a psychic. After looking about the museum, I asked her if she felt or saw anything. I hadn't said anything about my experiences. She proceeded to describe the different spirits that she saw. They matched almost exactly to my experiences. The only difference was she said she had smelled smoke from a pipe in one of the rooms. It didn't seem to come from anywhere. About a month ago, a couple bikers came to the museum. They were really interested in the history and stayed for a long time. After being there for about an hour, one of the women, when talking to me, made a joke about the appearance of someone in an old photograph. Once she finished talking, a pile of papers that were on a table flew across the room and hit the wall right behind the lady's head. It scared me, and I said a few words I probably shouldn't have. Biker lady just laughed and said, "I think I've offended your ghost." She picked up the papers, put them back, and then stood in the middle of the room and apologized for offending anyone. These things spooked me out, but were also a relief. Up until recently, things only happened when I was alone, so having others have the same experience has made me more certain I was imagining things. Even with these events, things still seem most active when I'm alone. A few weeks ago, I was sitting in an office building reading one of our history books when I heard someone walk up to the door. I looked around, but there was no one there. I went back to reading. I felt as though someone was in the room with me, but didn't see anything. All of a sudden, my left arm went icy cold. It was a very hot day, and the office was about 30 degrees Celsius, but my arm was so cold, it hurt. I said out loud, "Look, I'm trying to read, but I can't with you on my arm like that." The cold immediately went away. Another day, I was opening the museum, went into a bedroom to open the curtains. When I walked back out, I saw that a chair had been moved to the other side of the table. In a few seconds, I was in the other room without making any noise. That night, while closing up, I went into a bedroom to shut the curtains, only to find them already closed. The last thing that happened only a few days ago, I was outside weeding the garden. My duties at the museum cover pretty much everything. I was at the side of the cabin when I heard a voice around the corner of the front say, "I'll see if she's there." And the footsteps came towards me. I stood up expecting visitors, but when no one came, I went to the front. There was no one there, at least no one I could see. When looking around, I heard a woman's voice murmur something right beside me. It was right in my ear, but I couldn't make out any words. I said out loud, "I'm just pulling the weeds and I'll be done in a few minutes," and then I heard footsteps run into the cabin. It's rare for me to go into work and have absolutely nothing strange happen. I'm becoming almost used to it. I've begun to wonder about the girl who seems to be haunting the museum. I'd like to find out if she's staying for a reason or is stuck here. And if I can help. I don't like the thought of a kid being trapped in this world, but I haven't a clue about how to help or where to start.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Sheba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Sheba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Sheba.com.